Welcome to the podcast, Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph, and today is May 20th, 2016, and I am Bro Steph. The title of today's podcast is Israel, ISIS, and the ME, or the Middle East. I thought today what I would do on the podcast is think out loud and just kind of share what's going on in my brain with respect to some of the events we've seen over the last 10 days. First of all, I sent out on May 14th, that's 6 days ago, I sent out a report that really discussed the writing is on the wall, and that because of certain behaviors we see in our societies, that's a sign that God has already started judging and passed judgment on the United States of America. But in that report, I linked into that report an article that was an announcement from ISIS that ISIS was going to begin attacking Egypt and Israel because of the cooperation that both of them are now experiencing one with the other. Now, we'll put that on the shelf for a minute. So that was May 14th. Sorry, my mind, like I said, I'm just thinking out loud on this report. So that was May 14th. Six days after that, today, May 20th, let's see what's been going on. So we have that report come out. Then we have an announcement from Egypt that they're going to work with Israel in putting together a peace process. And Bibi Netanyahu said that he welcomed that involvement from Egypt to put together a peace framework that could help bring peace to the Middle East. That's an interesting development. Next, we see the attacks from ISIS in different parts of the world that affected different countries in the Middle East. That is ongoing. And then we see an Egyptian... back up a minute. I don't want to forget this one. We read in the headlines that Russia and the United States decide to start attacking ISIS in Syria in a big way, not, you know, just a couple F-16 sorties, but lots of bombing on the ground against ISIS, which that kind of caught everybody off guard because Obama has been such a pacifist when it comes to ISIS. The fact that he's allowed the generals to work with Russia and start attacking ISIS, that was a bit unusual. So that was happening. And then we have now up to the last 2 days, we have the Egyptian airline that just mysteriously does a nosedive and crashes into the ocean. 66 people, I believe, were killed. Now, I'm going to be linking an article from the Israeli intelligence DEPCA file. I'm going to link that report that really gives a good analysis that ISIS probably had a timed bomb on the plane, which they have done before. And at a certain altitude and a certain time, the bomb goes off. It ruins all of the command control centers in the plane, destroys that. And then the plane just starts free falling. So Depkophile has given really good, solid backing that they believe that's what's happened. And they have seen this before. This is not an anomaly, something new. ISIS has done this on a few other occasions. So ISIS now sends out a message to Egypt. We can get you anytime we want. The message is also going out to Israel that we've got our sights set on you. The letter we sent to go after Egypt and Israel is not a threat, but we're serious about it. And so then I start asking the question, Lord, what are you doing? How are you utilizing ISIS in the end time scenario? What's going on right now, really, behind the scenes that maybe we just don't see? What's really going on? And so today I was thinking about that, and then I saw a video that I'm going to link into this report too. From Calvary Chapel, Barry Stagner, the World News Briefing video, which confirmed what I was thinking, and that is this. That I believe God is using ISIS as a carrot or bait on a hook to draw the nations in Ezekiel 38, to draw these nations into the Middle East and then draw the nations into Israel, where God is going to glorify himself by destroying Russia, the Russian army, and the Iranian army that come into the mountains of Israel. You see, what's happening, again, I go back 2 years ago, I called this the mousetrap, God's mousetrap. Israel's the cheese. Okay, and there's a big cage over Israel, and when the enemies of Israel, like mice or rats, go after the cheese, God lowers the hammer on them and destroys them. So it looks like ISIS, maybe I should revise this actually, that ISIS is the cheese. In the land of Israel, because ISIS is going to go after Israel. That is not a maybe. That is a definite. ISIS will end up going after Israel. And that should draw, I think, Russia, Iran, and the other nations of Ezekiel 38, end up drawing them into the mountains of Israel, where the Lord's going to drop the hammer on them. I believe with all my heart, that is what is going on. And I'm starting to run out of time, so I have to wrap this up. So what does that mean for us? Well, it means that all of us should be praying and making sure that we're right with the Lord, that our relationship with the Lord is intact, that is on solid ground, and that we're putting him first, and we're living out our faith and doing what he wants us to be doing. And each of us have a task or something activity God wants us to be engaged in. We all have to discover that for ourselves. So we need to be people of prayer, and we need to be praying that God will save those people in the world that need to be saved, while there is still time. So if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I would encourage you, today is the day of salvation. Romans 10 says that. Look to the Lord, call on his name, and you too can be saved. To find out how to start a new life with Jesus Christ, go to brosteph.com. Brosteph.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page where it says, learn how to accept Christ. Live out your faith, keep looking up, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast.